Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, we talk about Mitch White and where he fits on the 2022 team, and then an interview with Dodgers prospect John Rooney. That's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers. I'm Vince Samperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends, and this is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. Like I said, I'm Vince Samperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends, and solo for the moment, solo for the first segment, Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, my usual co-host. He conducted an interview with Dodgers prospect John Rooney, and that will be the rest of the episode. But before we get into the episode, just want to thank you and remind you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every weekday morning. We appreciate it, and we appreciate if you spread the word because, you know, we're here every Monday through Friday, and the more the merrier. No Dodger news, no MLB news, no lockout news, not much going on. There was a cool video circulating on Twitter and social media of Chris Taylor virtually visiting a patient in a children's hospital, and he thanked Taylor for signing with the Dodgers and saying, "We needed you." So that was your daily Dodger fix you can get on social media if you need to. I believe Children's Hospital of LA posted it. I know Chris Taylor, it was a collab post on Instagram, so you can just go to his Instagram too if you need to see it. But yeah, Chris Taylor continues to be great, and no way around that. With no news, you know, thinking about the 2022 team and how things are shaping up, and you know, we know that the Dodgers need starting pitching, and they are likely to add at least two more starters before the season begins. But there's one guy who's intriguing for next year, and it's Mitch White, a guy who ended up pitching probably a lot more than he thought in the major leagues last year, and was pretty effective in his time. Mitch White last year threw, I think, 46 and two-thirds innings, had 49 strikeouts and a 3.66 ERA. His main, his top highlight was seven shutout innings, I believe, against the Pirates in relief one game. But yeah, he was a guy that was pretty solid when the Dodgers needed him. He went back and forth from the minors, which is not an easy thing to do. And he was effective when he was up. Obviously, you know, he wasn't a shutdown guy, but he's a guy that can, that gave the Dodgers some good innings, and a guy that, you know, probably factors for sure into the 2022 roster. And you know, right away you think of the Ross Stripling type, a guy that can, you know, be maybe that sixth guy that's there, or seventh, depending how many starters the Dodgers go with. A guy that can be a swing type. You know, if a starter ends up leaving a little bit early, he can clean up those innings in the middle of the game for you. If you need a spot start, he's a guy that can make that spot start. If you need somebody to finish the game, you know, three, four innings, he can do that. He's a guy that is probably never going to get a full shot at a starting rotation spot with the Dodgers. And unless it's, you know, injuries again, but even then last year, a lot of injuries, he never quite got the full rotation spot. He just kind of moved in and out and filled different roles. So he's a guy that can probably fill that role again. And at this point, I would imagine he is slotted for that role. If you ask me right now, let's say the Dodgers go into spring training tomorrow, no other additions. You got Walker Buehler, you got Julio, you got Andrew Heaney. I would imagine Gonsolin gets a fourth spot. And then that fifth spot, I think, would be Ryan Pepiot or Andre Jackson right now. I think they would have a battle in spring training. I'm not sure what's going to happen with David Price. I can't see him being a major factor for the Dodgers in 2022. I don't know whether that's they try to trade him, you know, eat half his contract, try to trade him. Whether it's, you know, they keep it, it's hard because he's going to be in the major leagues if he's on the Dodgers, which is the hardest part, because if he's in the major leagues and he's on the Dodgers, he doesn't necessarily have the stuff to be I guess he could be an effective reliever. He with that changeup, and if you shorten his stance, you know what, you're going to throw one inning at a time. He could be an effective reliever, but as we saw last year, his effectiveness dwindled as the season went on, whether that was because of fatigue or just, you know, he's getting older and not as good as he used to be. But to me, I don't see David Price factoring into the roster in 2022 as of now. But obviously, if the Dodgers can't pull off the deals or can't get the guys in that they need, then he'll factor in. But I think Mitch White definitely factors in. I think he's a guy that's going to be a on the opening day roster as of now. And like I said, in that swing type role, in that multiple innings eater role, and probably a guy that gets shuffled back and forth again between the majors and minors. Just that's just the nature of how things go. And, you know, it's not fun for him, I would imagine, but if that's what the Dodgers need, that's what's going to happen, and that's what they need. So Mitch White, more effective than I thought, and definitely a candidate to be a guy the Dodgers count on in 2022. So that's the quick spiel on Mitch White. I'm sure we'll talk about Mitch White again as we get closer to the season, once we have a little bit clearer picture of the roster. But he's a guy that I was thinking about the other day and didn't realize, you know, 3.66 ERA is pretty good for a guy that had never been consistently in the big league. So we'll see what happens. But I do think he's going to be, you know, a guy that gives the Dodgers some significant innings in 2022, and looking forward to see what he can do. All right, that's going to do it for my part. We're going to have an interview with John Rooney, Dodgers prospect. Jeff will get into a bunch of things with him and you know, give us a peek behind the curtain at who John Rooney is. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the world. You already know that. It's like a candy bar, but it's good for you. I don't know how often you can find that, but you can find it very often at built.com. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar and get the best of both worlds. Get delicious candy tasting bar, but also a healthy protein bar. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. And if you know somebody that likes Built Bars, you know that they're very, very, very proud of whatever their favorite flavor is. Or they might be like me, where they don't have necessarily one favorite flavor, but every flavor is great. You can find them all at Built.com, and you can get that extra fuel you need to get through this holiday season. Built Bar gives you that energy that you need to deal with family or go shopping or deal with holiday traffic, whatever it is. So tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in your stockings and make the holiday season that much better. And if you're looking for a marshmallowy treat, you can always get Built Bar Puffs, which are light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. They also have different flavors and all covered in chocolate. So right now, go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's 15% off with the promo code LOCK15 at Built.com. All right, let's get into the interview with John Rooney.
Hey, Dodger fans. I am here with Dodgers pitching prospect John Rooney. John, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And as far as our listeners and viewers know, there were no technical difficulties, and this worked perfectly on the very first try, right?
So many problems. Took us like 20 minutes, but we're here. We got it figured out. Life's good.
Well, a few years ago, we had Matt Beatty on the show. Actually, I think same agency as you. I think the same guy set that one up, who set this up with you, with me. And he was in the Dominican Republic at the time, playing in the Dominican Winter League. And we had to bag it the first time we tried because he couldn't get a strong enough connection. We had to wait till a week later when he was back home in Tennessee. And he ended up in the big leagues next year. So maybe that's a good sign. The technical difficulties seem to work out for him.
That's a great sign. Yeah, Ballin G, same agency. I met Matt through that first off, and they have a lot of cool events we've been kind of going back and forth to. But yeah, hopefully that's the case for me next year. That's the plan.
Yeah, hey, that works. So let's, for our listeners and viewers who aren't as familiar with you, tell me, you know, I'll give the basics and then you can tell me what I missed. You're from upstate New York, right?
Yep.
And went to Hofstra University and drafted in the third round by the Dodgers in 2018. And you pitched in AA last year. So fill in all the gaps that I missed in your whole life. Let's go, John. Start with Brian.
My whole life. Yeah, I went to Hofstra for 3 years, got picked up my junior year. I had to finish up in AA. Wasn't really the year I wanted. I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little more, but I'm healthy now, feeling good. Do we want baseball topics, or do we want just everything in general here? Because I got you gave me a full summary on the baseball career.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of segues, so let's we'll jump back and forth in your life. But you mentioned not quite being the year that you wanted, and it's kind of been a theme so far a little bit. You know, you had COVID ruined your 2020 season, and then injury ruined your 2021 season a little bit. And so
it's two years. That was 2 years kind of like in the dark, you know? So I'm really looking forward to having that big season that kind of gets me there. But I mean, 2021 wasn't that much of a wash because I mean, I had a great spring training going into it. And I really believe that I showed them what I could do on the field this year. Last year, technically now, because there was a lot of goals velocity-wise I had to reach, stuff-wise, that I showed them. And obviously my arm really wasn't used to, I guess, going through that much stress with velocity and stuff-wise. It just kind of, my lat, not my arm, gave out. But hey, we're here now. I'm healthy, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if you read scouting reports from the time you were drafted, you know, they say sits high 80s, can touch 93, command goes down a little bit at that point. But if you follow you on Twitter, you see last February, I see a video of you hitting 95.7, which quite a bit higher than 93. So, you know, what's that process like of adding velocity? What does a professional pitcher do? I guess two questions. What is the motivating factor to say, okay, the thing I want to work on right now is adding a couple miles an hour to my velocity? And then what's that actual process like?
Well, I learned that, I guess, in the hard way, but in the best way, so I love doing it, is training. There's a difference between exercising and training. Exercising is kind of just going through the motions, doing what you got to do, and training is just pushing yourself every day, going a little further, like to the point where you're just, dragging, hauling yourself out of there every day, like actually training and pushing yourself. And that's what I really did throughout COVID and carrying it out till now. And not really doing any eyewash, just doing what you got to do as a player and knowing yourself through trial and error of what fits you best. And I learned that through those moments during COVID where it's all I had to do. It was just that, and then, go throughout your day. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise having that COVID year to really learn a lot about myself.
Eyewash is one of my favorite baseball terms. For our listeners who aren't familiar, eyewash is doing something that doesn't actually have meaning, but it looks good, basically. So you're doing it for appearances instead of for effect, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So knock out the eyewash and do what you need to do as a player, because there's a lot of cookie cutter stuff that people do that it's just sometimes it becomes a waste of time. And I learned what works for me, and I'm going to do that process.
And so your 2019 season, although it was abbreviated, in your, looks like I'm turning, I'm 8 games with Tulsa, you had by far the highest strikeout rate of your career. Just totally, wow. I mean, it seems like you were a totally different pitcher as far as that goes. Was that just the added velocity? Was that, improvements on your secondary pitches as well? What do you think led to that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like a completely different guy going into Tulsa. I had a slow start early in the season in May, and then late May and June, I really feel like I turned that corner. And that was just a combination of, in the beginning, I tried to be something different, and I tried to pitch different, when in reality, I just had to be myself and carry over the new stuff that I had without trying to overthrow. And I think in the beginning I was overthrowing, just trying to overpower these guys. I'm like, John, anyone can hit 95 nowadays. Like, you just got to be able to have that velocity while hitting spots and being a pitcher, not just a thrower. And that's when I kind of figured it out and just, like you said, started striking everybody out. Obviously the walks weren't where I wanted to be, but That's gonna turn around really quick next year.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, you kind of got on a roll. You had a little bit of a slow start, but then you had a four game stretch where you pitched 15 and two thirds innings, allowed two runs, and had, unless my math is wrong, I believe this is 29 strikeouts in 15 and two thirds innings in that four game stretch. And then that next appearance, maybe that was when the injury was starting to become noticeable, because it, you know, the performance went down a little bit, and then you were out for the rest of the season. Yeah. I was going to ask about the walks. You know, do you think that is just because you also had the highest walk rate of your career. Is that just kind of a natural side effect of getting used to the new velocity, kind of like the equivalent of when you hit a growth spurt and you're tripping over everything and kind of trying to get used to your new body?
Well, yeah, I was moving a lot quicker. My arm was moving a lot faster. It became a matter of just not trying to do anything else, but just dial it in and let it happen instead of trying to overthrow and get it by a guy, when in reality, location will get the guy out a lot more than it will velocity wise, as you know. And as as baseball says, like, location plays. So like I said before, it's just carrying that over with my new stuff to being the pitcher that I've always been, which is a guy that will eat innings. And I mean, he'll get his outs and he'll get them out early.
So, do you consider yourself, like, when you look to the future, when you're playing at Dodger Stadium, are you a starting pitcher? Is that what you see in the future for you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, any way possible, get me there. I'll pack my bags. You can give me any role, I'll get there. But I would love to be a starter. I see myself as a starter because that's what I've been my whole life. And I know I could, eat up a lot of innings. So that's the position I'll be shooting for.
BetOnline has you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as the football seasons move into the playoffs and bowl season is upon us. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this season. Head over to their website, betonline.ag, on your laptop or mobile device, and sign up today. You can get a 50% welcome bonus when you use the promo code LOCKEDON and deposit some money. That's 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait. Take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. So don't wait to take advantage of all the available offers of right now. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So let's go back in time a little bit. Growing up in upstate New York, it's a cold weather climate, which can be tricky for baseball players sometimes. It's hard to get scouted sometimes. You can't play year round like they do in Arizona and Texas and California. You're really, it's a seasonal sport. Even Mike Trout, coming from New Jersey, part of the reason he fell as low as he did, you got to put low in quotation marks. It was end of the first round, but if people had known what Mike Trout was going to be, obviously he would have been the first pick in the draft. But it was because he came from an area where baseball isn't quite the sport. They don't play year round. It's harder to get a gauge on that. Did you kind of feel the effects of that coming out of high school where, there's not really as much scouting. And so, basically just, okay, I'm going to go to college and try to prove myself there.
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea where I stood in the baseball perspective. Like, I didn't know how good I was. I was struggling to get a D1 offer, like, in the grand scheme of things. It was all my local colleges, like the Siennas I had interest in, but the teams around New York and the Northeast were the ones kind of coming after me. And I never did the perfect game leagues. I didn't really know how to go about anything when I was, 16, 17, I'm like, oh, if they're good, they'll find me. We'll figure this out. And, I had a stroke of luck with Hofstra. And it was a great 3 years of my life being at Hofstra. I just happened to be in a men's league pitching, with grown guys getting, grown ass men going, 9 to 5 and then coming to play a game. And then they picked me up. So I was just there throwing for them, helping them out. And Hofstra happened to see me in a tournament. And they, next thing you know, I went on a visit the next day and I ended up signing there. So we got the little cough button. I like that. I was expecting to hear something. But Yeah, I just I don't regret any moves I've made because I really like my experience up in New York. And that's why I'm here right now, because it's so hard to throw and, you know, long toss and be able to have that healthy arm feel when I'm in New York. Hitters get away with it because they can work in the cage, but as a pitcher, you got to be able to let it loose, air it out, and not throw into a net all winter, because that drives me crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, we were mentioning before I hit record, you're in Arizona right now. Is that the plan to spend the whole off season there in Arizona?
Yeah.
Or
you're sick of me. I'm not leaving. I'm not. Yeah. I want to be here. I want to show my care because I really do. I got to, you know, in pro ball, you have a small window to make it. And so I'm going to keep that window as open as possible. I'm not going to let, I guess I like being here because when I'm in New York, it's sometimes like you don't feel like you're a Dodger. You're just in New York in the cold, just working out and throwing. When I'm here in this energy, competing with guys, it's like, okay, this is my life. I've got purpose. Let's get there. So that's why I'm here. And it's just great being out here.
With baseball being more of a seasonal sport in New York, did you play other sports growing up?
Played basketball. I loved basketball growing up. It's I wanted to play basketball going into college. I had to make a choice. I'm like, what am I going to do? But obviously I made the right one because I still love baseball. But as a kid, like, it was like one of my dreams to play college basketball, because I just, in high school, there were no one going to baseball games. It was all just the Friday night packed gyms at Hoosier Valley in my high school. So I'm like, I just love the atmosphere. But I wonder how I am now if I hopped on the court. It's been a little bit, but I still love basketball.
You're still 6 foot five, so you got that going for you, right?
It always plays. Yeah, I got that going for me.
Yeah. Once you get to my age, you're not even as tall as you used to be anymore. So, you know, I used to be 6 foot three, and I think I've lost a quarter inch at least. So, you know, it's old age, man. What are you going to do?
All right.
So, who was your baseball team growing up? Because you're kind of you'd think New York, you'd probably Yankees or Mets, but it looks like I'm looking at Google Maps, you might have been closer to the Red Sox.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm a rebel because my mom, dad, and brother are all Yankees fans, and I was like the younger kid. I wanted to be like, I don't know why. I'm like, I like the Red Sox. Why not? You know. So I was always going to Red Sox games with my buddy, who's a diehard Red Sox fan. And I mean, Fenway is a great stadium. If you've ever been to Fenway, it's beautiful. You got to check that out. But
it's my favorite of the non-Dodger stadiums that I've been to. Although my experience, I need to go again and sit in the actual stands, because the one time I've been to a game at Fenway, the company I was working for at the time, we were actually in the middle we're working with the venture capital firm that happened to be based in Boston. And so as part of their brown nosing to our company, they heard I was going to Boston. And so they're like, oh, the owner of our firm has season tickets, so let me get you tickets to the game. So I sat in the, what's called the EMC club, mm-hmm. where like I was sitting, you know, Gary's season tickets and four seats over from Mitt Romney's season tickets with all the rich people. I'm like, this is the best experience of my life, but I have no idea what the rest of the stadium's like, you know?
Yeah. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
I think that's how every stadium experience should be for me. I should get to sit wherever I want, you know?
I've always wanted to be on the Green Monster. Never got the chance to do that yet, but.
My wife and I did a tour of Fenway. And so we've been up on top of the Green Monster, but obviously sitting there for a game would be pretty awesome. That's definitely one of my goals. So who was your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player growing up. I mean, I did love Clayton Kershaw growing up, and it's pretty cool that, you know, it's the same organization, but, I saw him a couple of times at Dodger Stadium. It was pretty cool, you know, talking to him here and there. So it's just, kind of surreal. There's a chance to, you know, be on the same team.
Yeah. That's a good answer, man. It's like you've been studying my life and just given the answers, you know, I want to hear.
Lefty pitcher growing up, you know, he was, you know, the best of the decade pitcher, you know. It's hard not to, you know, for him to be a fan favorite.
And I think I saw you've worn 22 at least some of your stops in the minor leagues, haven't you?
some of my stops. Yeah. Obviously not last stop. I'll take whatever number.
Yep. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw is a good answer. He's my favorite player of all time, so I get it.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with part two of our interview with John Rooney. Thank you to him for taking time out of his day to speak with us. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every single day, or every single weekday at least. And make your second listen of the day Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. That's going to do it for us. You can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Vamperio. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text, you can do so at 323-863-5625. Or you can send us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car or if you're at home, tell your smart device, play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree, you just have to listen. Have a good one.